The fact that Jack adored my little sister made him a good guy in my book. Every time she walked into the room, his eyes followed her, gleaming with love. And that told me that he was head over heels for her. I loved the way she smiled and lit up whenever they were together. The money was an added bonus, but I knew she would have loved him even if he had been broke. Jack slid a ring on her finger, the light catching on a massive diamond that cast a bright fire across the entire crowd. It was fitting, because their love burned like a fire that cast happiness across everyone they met. Still, I hoped she wasn't going swimming later, because with that rock on her hand, she would drown. Owen put the ring box back into his pocket and caught my eye. We made eye contact, and he grinned at me. My skin went hot, and I looked back at the ring, flustered. I had dreamed about him all night. "Dream sweet," he had said. And sweet dreams I had. I tried to pay attention to the rest of the ceremony, but I could feel Owen's eyes on me. And why not? I thought. Jack's assistant had picked out a great dress for me, a strapless coral-colored dress. She had contacted a tailor out in Iowa to measure me and modify the dress to hug all my contours. I couldn't believe how good it looked on me, the color accenting my dark hair and the cut making me look like a supermodel. I wanted to look back up at Owen, but I knew if I did, I would blush. The man was too charming for his own good. "Why is it this hard to just ignore a man?" I thought. I was lost in thought for a moment as Jack recited his vows. "I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride." Everyone let out a cheer as Jack leaned forward and kissed Emma. I let out a whoop and raised my bouquet to the sky, genuinely happy for my little sister. The cameras flashed and clicked as the two of them broke apart, grins plastered on their faces. Jack grabbed her hand, and together they took off down the aisle, the rest of the bridal party following at a more sedate pace. Owen met me at the center point and offered his arm. I took it, and he grinned as he walked me down the aisle. His arm felt strong against mine. His muscles flexed as he escorted me back toward the resort. I wondered if the rest of his body would feel as nice under me. "Stop it," I thought. I had promised myself no men for a while, and no matter how good Owen looked in a suit or how much he flirted with me, I wasn't about to give in. I braced myself for the inevitable flirting that I knew I would endure as soon as the ceremony was over.